Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. More than 100 people are reported to have been hurt in clashes in East Jerusalem between far-right Jewish activists, Palestinians and the Israeli police. Officers had been trying to keep the groups apart. They used stun grenades, water cannon and tear gas against the demonstrators. Tom Bateman sent this report from the city.
Hundreds of young people chanted revenge as they marched towards the old city. They were from a far-right Jewish ultra-nationalist group. Tensions have been bubbling on Jerusalem streets for nights after a spate of race-hate incidents. Palestinians had filmed themselves assaulting ultra-Orthodox Jews, while groups of Jewish extremists have chased and assaulted Palestinians. Police tried to stop the Israeli group reaching Damascus Gate, where there were running battles between Palestinians and Israeli security forces. Clashes have entered a second week there over access to a popular gathering space during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan.
The United States is among several countries to have announced ambitious new targets to tackle global warming at an online summit of world leaders. President Biden committed the US to halving carbon emissions by the end of the decade. President Xi Jinping said China continued on its path towards carbon neutrality by 2060. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the world was facing a huge challenge.
We have a global Herculean task ahead of us. It's about nothing less than the transformation of our entire way of living and conducting our economies. And this is now the challenge of all the big emissions countries, especially the industrial nations.
A team of Russian doctors allied to the jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny have appealed to him to call off his hunger strike immediately. They warn that he could die if he continues to refuse food for even a short time. The doctors base their assessment on details provided by the prison hospital to which the opposition activist was moved earlier this week. Vladimir Ashurkov is one of Mr. Navalny's aides.
He has proven that he has moral courage to do what he does. Hunger strike is the measure of last resort. It's not something that people take too lightly. He had his reasons. It's his decision on whether to stop it or continue.
The first in-depth study of children whose parents were exposed to radiation from the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in 1986 has found no inherited damage to their DNA. Scientists analysed the genomes of dozens of children conceived after the blast at the Soviet nuclear plant in what's now Ukraine. They included those whose parents were employed as clean-up workers. The researchers said they found no mutations that were linked to radiation. World News from the BBC.